With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 60 rental units are planned for the city of Park Falls. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the mayor and city administrator about the project.
Since Park Falls Mayor Tara Turvett took office, she's heard from local employers about the lack of housing available.
I know there's many that live outside of the city that have to commute. I talked to one industry leader that said he had employees living all the way in Minocqua because they couldn't find rentals and it's the quick housing. You know, there's a lot of houses on the market, but it's the quick housing like the rentals or the smaller housing that are just in high demand. That just aren't readily available.
It's why she knows the 60-unit housing development of duplexes and fourplexes planned for Park Falls will make a big difference. The city has been working with the Dalmark Development Group and the Alpha Development Corporation. In spring of 2024, the Dalmark Development Group was awarded $1.4 million in low-income housing tax credits from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to support this project. City Administrator Scott Culver says the city secured nearly 20 acres of land off Tower Road within city limits for this new development.
As many people know, the costs of everything, including building materials and contractors are in high demand and labor. That is what has really increased housing costs over the past several years. So this will help to keep it affordable.
Turvett says the housing will be focused on the workforce.
There's going to be a portion set aside for lower, a portion set aside for moderate income, and then a portion also has to be set aside for veterans.
The goal is for work to start on site in the spring, with units becoming available to rent starting in 2026. Turvett hopes this sparks even more development within the city.
I would love to see more housing projects. Of course, we have a large middle property that isn't being utilized as well. So if we can attract an industry or some more retail into the area, that will benefit our city greatly.
Culver says this project will also benefit the city from a tax and utility perspective. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The city of Rhinelander issued a running water advisory because of cold temperatures. It's only for certain areas of the city that have deep frost issues. You can find a link to addresses being asked to run their water on the city's website. The list is also posted at City Hall. People who are on the list will have their water bills adjusted. If you are asked to run your water, it only needs to be a stream about the width of a pencil lead from a single faucet. Letting the water run in this way helps to keep utility lines from freezing. The Vilas County Board is scheduled to vote today on whether to open up county roads to ATV and UTV drivers. Todd Bierman is the Vilas County Parks and Recreation Supervisor.
This request came in from the Vilas County ATV Alliance that we would open up the rest of the county roads in the towns that don't have any ATV routes in them right now.
Bierman says many towns which have already opened up their roads have seen a shift for the better in the economy, while other towns have their doubts about opening up the roads.
The communities that do have the ATVs open, they see a difference with the people coming into the towns and gas stations, restaurants, everything else. But then there are some towns that, where it's more of a silent sport area, and I can understand their feelings to this.
If the ordinance is passed, Vilas County will open up all county roads to ATVs and UTVs.
It would just be the county roads. That's up to the towns to decide on how they want to proceed with opening up their town roads. But the opening of the county roads opens up connections to Iron County, opens up more connections into Michigan.
The proposed ordinance does exclude the sovereign nation of Lac-des-Flambeaux. If the change is approved, it will not be in effect until signs are posted. Bierman says given winter conditions, that would probably happen in the spring and summer. The change would impact lettered county roads. Riders would still need to stay off numbered highways. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Rhinelander makes the top 10 in a list of the best places to ice fish. Fishingbooker.com compiled the list. The site calls itself the world's largest online platform for booking fishing trips. Rhinelander was in fifth place in their top 10 locations for ice fishing. The site highlighted the fishing on Boom Lake, but said the Water Northwoods region is home to numerous other lakes that offer excellent ice fishing. It also noted the Northwoods offers many other winter recreation opportunities. Bemidji, Minnesota was at the top of the list. The Republican-backed candidate in Wisconsin's pivotal state Supreme Court race says he thinks anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement officers should serve their entire sentence. But Brad Schimmel also said he did not object to President Donald Trump using his power to pardon. Schimmel made the comment Monday when asked about Trump's granting of clemency to about 1,500 rioters who were convicted of crimes related to their roles in the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Later, in a written statement, Schimmel appeared to disagree with Trump's pardons and said anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement should serve their full sentence. Republicans want voters to curb the uniquely expansive partial veto powers that Wisconsin governors from both parties have enjoyed for nearly a century. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. In most states, governors can only eliminate or reduce spending amounts. Republican state lawmakers on Monday took the latest swing at reducing the veto power, proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate a governor's powers to delete words and rework sentences in bills that spend taxpayer money. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.